protests against Beijing on day two of the Winter Olympics. Fox News, I'm Jessica Stone. Uyghurs in New York and Washington, D.C. this weekend denouncing the games. The U.S. State Department has declared the treatment of Muslim Uyghurs in China a genocide. This protester says it's just like Germany in the 1930s.
The lack of international investigation will only embolden China to continue its brutal attempts to eradicate the Uyghurs, just like how Hitler started his Holocaust of the Jews following the 1936 Berlin Olympics.
The U.S. leading a diplomatic boycott of the games in protest, India, Canada, and Australia all joining. Some of the world's best athletes say they are not getting the best treatment after testing positive for COVID-19 in Beijing. Fox's Samantha Liebman explains.
Olympic athletes testing positive for COVID say they're not getting enough or edible food and no training equipment. Russian biathlete Valeria Vasnetsova posted on Instagram what she said was breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 5 days, a tray with plain pasta and orange sauce, charred meat on a bone, a few potatoes, and no greens. She's staying in one of Beijing's quarantine hotels. She added she lost a lot of weight. The quarantine hotels are increasingly the target of criticism from athletes and their teams who are lobbying organizers for improvements. Vasnetsova found the athletes were getting worse food than others being quarantined. Posting a picture of food served to her team doctor who was staying two floors below, he had fresh fruit, a salad, and prawns with broccoli. Samantha Liebman, Fox News.
Texas police say a gunman killed four members of his family before turning the gun on himself. It happened outside Dallas, Texas. No names or ages have been released, but one victim is a child. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
16 members of the University of Pennsylvania women's swim team do not want the university to confront the NCAA for its new rules barring transgender athlete Leah Thomas from competing.
They do affirm their support for Thomas' gender affirmation and her, in their words, transition from man to woman. But they go on to say, quote, biologically, Leah holds an unfair advantage over competition in the women's category as evidenced by her rankings that have bounced from number 462 as a male to number one as a female. Parents are also voicing their frustrations about the situation, telling Fox News Digital that the swimmers were told not to speak to the media after they expressed concern about competing against a large athlete like Thomas.
Fox's Charles Watson is in Atlanta. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has had to apologize after a video surfaced of him using a racial slur.
Mayor Eric Adams is just the second black mayor in New York City's history, and he's also a former NYPD captain who won the election by leaning into his police experience while championing a tough-on-crime message. Having said that, yesterday the New York Daily News released a video showing Adams making a racist slur about his experience with white police officers. The video was taken in 2019 at a private Harlem Business Alliance meeting. These comments come at a time where there is a hyper focus on crime in the city. Overall crime in New York City was up 38% in January compared to the same month last year.
Fox's Brian Yenis there. More than 90,000 people in Memphis, Tennessee, still without power after a powerful winter storm moved through the area. Temps expected to dip into freezing overnight. Nationwide, the storm is being blamed for at least five deaths, including two in Massachusetts and one each in Oklahoma, Alabama, and Tennessee. I'm Jessica Stone, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.